Peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus became part of our family so that we could be part of His, and has given us the privilege of inviting others into the family. Hear these words from our gospel reading. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. Now, I don't know how many times I've heard it already this Christmas season, since Christmas season now starts sometime in October, right? I've heard it on the radio, in the stores. I've even heard it while I have been pumping gas at the gas station now with those newfangled gas pumps, right? The 1963 Andy Williams favorite, "It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year." I love that song, though I'm beginning to wonder, perhaps a better working title would be, "It's the Most Craziest Time of the Year." I don't know why, but in so many ways, it seems we have let the celebration of our Lord's birth become a time of high stress and high mess. A time where we tend to go just a little bit nuts with our lights and with our shopping and with our bickering and fighting about decorations. Is it a holiday tree? Is it a Christmas tree? is it Merry Christmas or is it Happy Holidays? You know, we seem to have taken it a little bit crazy. I think we're kind of missing the point at times. But for some of us, the real craziness doesn't really start until the family gets together to celebrate it, right? You know how it is, running from one family to another, dealing with each other and putting on that happy face. We're all together. It is so great. And yet, mystery of mysteries, people want to go home, don't they? They want to be with family. And they'll go to great lengths to make it happen. I know I've spent my share of time on the road through the years with families spread all over the country just to be with them for Christmas. We make the effort, but why? Well, I believe because we all have a place at home. No matter how dysfunctional, no matter how frustrating, no matter how crazy, it's a place where we belong, it's a place where we are loved, it's a place where we matter. Well, the church is family too. Little crazy, yeah. Not always perfect, that's for sure. But a place where we all belong. But the sad reality is that less and less people feel at home in the church. And that, as I think about that, that's sad to me. And that is why we can't stop telling the truth of God's love for all people. As we are people who are loving generously, welcoming those outside the family into it, building relationships so that we can begin to talk to one another. Because you see, as followers of Jesus, we have a message of hope. We have a message of life. We have a message that can transform people. And here's the thing, you and I, we have a place in the family of God because Jesus became a part of our family. And when you get right down to it, that's what Christmas is all about. That's the message of Christmas. That is what we gather together to celebrate. Jesus took on human flesh, a descendant of David. But he was born of a virgin, God with us, Emmanuel. And in his coming, he established his family, the very family of God, where we know we belong, where we know that we are loved, where we are now empowered as God's Spirit lives in us to live a new kind of life. A life that really can make a difference as we are willing to trust in God's plan for our lives. As we start to live with a purpose, as we live with a passion, as we follow in the way of Jesus who made us family, who was willing to sacrifice it all, who was willing to give it all away so that we could do a new thing, so that we could be people who are ready to really live as the very children of God. For you see, as people who are following Jesus together, we have been invited. We have been invited into a different way of life and living. Living a life that reveals our place in the family of God. Living a life that knows with all certainty and all confidence that when we seek first God's family and His righteousness, God will take care of the rest. And knowing and believing that we've been called to this kind of life, we can be the people that Jesus has called us to be as we put Him in the center of everything we do. As we learn to live as people who have found our place, living lives of generous love toward our neighbors, toward the next generation, so that they can begin to experience this life-changing love of God and know what it really means to be a part of the family. And this happens when you and I follow in the way of Jesus. This happens when we are people who are loving generously. But how? How do we do that? That's the question we've been asking this Advent season. And it's taken us to the place where when we follow in the way of Jesus, that's when we can truly live as people of generous love. Now, for those of you who haven't been around with us for the last few weeks, we have been joining Frank Donovan and his family on their journey to what it really means to be loving more generously, even when it isn't easy. And we've seen how this family is beginning to see that all are welcome in God's family. Even those who don't deserve it, even those who could never earn it. You see, he and his family, they're starting to see that they are truly blessed when they are willing to give and willing to serve and willing to follow in the way of Jesus. So how will Frank and the family respond? How will they respond when they are called to step out in faith? Well, let's see how they do, and let's see how we, the family of God, can really grow when we are willing to trust in God's ways.
Frank.
Hey.
really want to go to peace. Is there something we should do?
I'm open to suggestions. What's wrong?
It's just Mark and Marianne, of all people.
Yeah.
Don't you look pretty?
Thanks. Hey, I just talked to Allison. She's not gonna ask what I come.
Some people just really don't want us to have the wedding here.
Yeah, she has to figure out what keep you doing a sip line.
Frank.
It's funny.
I don't think that's funny at all.
I'm sorry, sweetie.
Whatever. If they don't get it, that's my problem. Where is everybody anyway?
But surely, you're not really going to call cops. I mean, do they even handle this sort of thing? We're going through a refinance. What happens when the appraiser shows up and sees the United Nations down the street?
They're the ones forcing the issue, not me. I give them fair warning. Eddie, I'm glad to see that you...
Everyone. This is Thomas Murphy and his bride, Lee Julia. There's something they'd like to say.
We never set out to cause anyone any trouble. And we certainly never expected our wedding to be a cause of conflict. In fact, we've generally gotten pretty used to not expecting anything from anyone. But Frank and Cassie have shown us that it is possible to receive totally unexpected and undeserved love from the most unexpected people. Maybe you all have relationships like that already. I hope you do. But please, don't punish the Donovans for showing generosity to us.
We'd be honored if you'd join us this evening at our wedding. Frank and Cassie have invited us into their lives, and we'd like to invite you into ours.
Thank you.
We're gathered here today to inaugurate and celebrate Julia and Thomas, your new life together. Galatians 6:2 says, bear one another's burdens, and thus fulfill the law of Christ. Many of us, myself included, stand here today because our burdens, which were too heavy to bear, were borne by others. The phrase one to another appears more than 90 times in the New Testament. Love one to another. Be kind one to another. Submit one to another. Jesus summed up all of these one to another in a single sentence. Whatever you wish others to be for you, do also for them. This golden rule sums up the whole law, it says. Let us pray. Gracious God, may you bless the union of Thomas and Julia. Give them the power and strength by your Holy Spirit to love each other well. Amen. Now, if I were Thomas, I'd want this old preacher to hurry things up. So, in the spirit of the golden rule, let us be generous to this suffering young man. Thomas, do you have a symbol of your love and commitment to Julia? Now, Thomas, repeat after me. I, Thomas.
Take you, Julia.
To be my lawful wedded bride.
Well, they become popular Christmas gifts in recent years. Those DNA testing kits. Find out your genealogy, right? Your ancestry. Discover your family roots. Your places of origin, the languages that were spoken, the history. The births and deaths and marriages and children. No doubt we love to talk about our family history because a lot goes into Roman numeral 1. A lot goes into building a family, doesn't it? It's not anything new. In fact, Matthew begins his gospel with the genealogy of Jesus, placing Jesus' birth into history, showing us that he is one of us. But more than that, that he is the promised one come down from the Father to save his people from their sins. But as we look at the history of the scriptures, it's pretty evident that building this family of God, wasn't always easy, was it? There was rebellion, there was desertion, there was uncertainty that this Savior would ever come. Thousands and thousands of years. And it certainly wasn't easy, this building of the family for Mary and for Joseph. This young couple who trusted in God's plan, even when it didn't make a whole lot of sense. Mary was pregnant by the Holy Spirit. And still Joseph was ready to humble himself and take Mary as his wife. From the outside, this family looked like a mess. But you see, God was at work, and through their willingness to become family, the world was blessed as they welcomed the Savior of the world. And here's the thing, you and I, we can be that blessing too as we put our faith in God's plan, even as we deal with the stresses and the messes of life. Seems to me that things got messy for the Donovan family. That they could have lost friends and had a real difficult time in their community. But it's interesting, they were willing to trust God's plan for family. And as a result, they were blessed. And interestingly enough, so were a lot of other people. Now, our lives, they're often messy too. With division and brokenness, with judgmental attitudes and actions. As we often fail to trust that God is at work seeking to build his family through people like us. As we have a tendency to doubt God's power. As we have a tendency to doubt that God can use people like us. But he did. People just like us. A young couple, Mary and Joseph, God used to start a family. A family that was blessed beyond belief, even as they brought God's blessings into the world. A baby boy, Jesus the Christ, the chosen one who took on human flesh, who became one of us, who went to the cross to pay the price for our sin and our brokenness, to pay the price for the sins of the world. You shall call him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. You see, Jesus died that death so that we could live a new kind of life. As we are people who are point number two, who are now blessed beyond belief. Blessed to be a blessing to others as we seek to live a life that reaches out to a stressed and messed up world. But it's not easy, and it's getting more and more difficult. But we can't give up as we seek to be people who are showing others what real family is all about. As we seek to be people who are Roman numeral 2, actually building up the church, building Jesus' church. Now it's starting to get there. I look at it every day. Mrs. Duncan's house. You see, Mrs. Duncan, our neighbor across the street, she passed away about a year and a half ago, and her house sat empty for about a year. And finally, one of our neighbors purchased the house, and they're rehabbing it. And so every day you see something new happening, new construction as this house takes shape. I'm glad I'm not the one out there as I look in the morning, especially, and this is kind of funny, when I see the guy coming out of the porta potty when it was like 10 degrees. I go, that's got to be really cold. I'm glad I'm not out there. Thank goodness when it comes to building up the church, it's Jesus who does it, not us. It's Jesus who does it, but here's the thing. You and I, we have the opportunity and the privilege to follow his lead. This one who loved the unlovable. This one who embraced the untouchable. This one who shows us how we can welcome all as we point number one, as we tear down the walls. Not judging, but instead loving as we have been loved, as we point others to the one who loved us first. And as those who have been welcomed into this family, it now becomes our desire to welcome all to take their place. As people who are loved, as people who belong, as people who've been made new, transformed to be the very children of God, as we, point number two, celebrate what Christmas is really all about, as we celebrate God in our midst. For we have a God who comes to us and empowers us to live differently so that we can show forth what it really means to be a part of God's family. Ready to live a one to another kind of life. Loving one to another, serving one to another, caring for one to another, submitting one to another. We all want to know, don't we, that we belong. And as Jesus became part of our family, we can be certain, beyond certain, that we have a place in His. A place that now enables us to invite others to be a part of it as we live a one to another kind of life. As we're simply following Jesus together. Amen. Now may God's peace, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds in Christ Jesus, to life everlasting.